Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we're learning the sugya of tofasta meruba, loy tofasta, tofasta muat, tofasta. And in the previous shiur we went through the Gemara and we saw also a number of kashas on the Gemara. And now we'd like to continue and be ma'ayin b'divrei ha-toisves ba-sugye b'meseches suke b'dav hei omud beiz. B'chol ha-shas, we say, tofasta meruba loy tofasta. So what does this concept mean? V'yesh meforshim says toisves, l'fi shemida meruba ein la soif. If we're toifes, the mida meruba, there is no end. Because for the mida meruba, for the large, there's no end. It's infinite. When are you going to stop? Where are you going to draw the line, as they say in Spanish? And on this Tosfos says, v'kan i'efsha loymar kein. Here you can't say this, that ein la soif. Da'al kolchach lo efsha lilmoid ela miponim shi'echolim likones b'mishkan. Because here the Gemara is learning from panim that can go into the Mishkan. Not that the Gemara asks that we should learn from panim shel maila kavanatai that they should use something. Yesh la shareg akaporet sarich liikanes, the kapores has to go into the Cholal, into the empty space of the Mishkan. And you can only learn from a panim that can then enter into the Mishkan. Ela mipanim shiyacholim likanes b'mishkan. Only from a face that can enter into the Mishkan. So there is a hagbalah, there is a limitation on the largest shear, because sof kol sof, it has to be able to enter into the Mishkan. So since the shir ha-merube mugbal l'goydel ha-mishkan, ובכל זאת אומרים תפסתם רובה לא תפסתו, משמע שאין הטעם, it seems that the reason is not because מידה מרובה אין לסוף. וכן במסכת ראש השנה, we learned השלומן of עצרס, that it's 7 days from פסח. The Pesach is 7 days. Frek the Gemara, why don't we learn from Sukkis that the Tashlumen should be 8 days? And the Gemara answers, Tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. And there, the Shir meruba also has a gvul of Shmoine Yamim. So you can't say that it's built gvuli. וכן בפרק כמה דרוש השנה בחגיגו גבי דעצרס יש לו תשלומן כל שבע, that דעצרס has תשלומן for sale all 7 days, דיוב מחג המצס, that we learn from a הקש, it says בחג המצס, בחג השוץ, בחג הסוק, הסוק יש חג השוץ, בחג המצס, it's like מצס has תשלומן כל שבע, it's not to שבועס, has תשלומן כל שבע. ופורי רפק תגמור, ונלף מחג הסוקס, one of them from סוקס, ומשני תפסת מרובה לא תפסת. והוסם, and over there, that we ask to learn from סוקס, they should have a self, it has a self. So you see that the word is not that it's limitless, because there it's limited. And we also have it clearly in Torah Eskehanim that it's not because Lamaruba ain la soif. Because it says there, the Ksiv ki yozev zoiv doma yomim rabim. Eich dorshim sheyamim. It says that a zov is 2 days. So how do you darsh in 2 days? Rabbi Akiva says, because tafasta mua tafasta, tafasta mua beloi tafasta. Rabbi Yudah ben Betera omer, im ha-kavana l'shiur mu'at, ata yodea sh'kavana l'shnaim, avali m'shir merubeh, t'lo yodea ma ha-shiur. Afshar lomar 10 yamim, o 100 yamim. וכשיש אפשרות או ללמוד מידה עם גבול, שאתה יודע מה ללמוד, או ללמוד מידה בלי גבול, שאינך יודע מה ה-שיעור, לומדים מידה עם גבול. כמו דרך העולם שמניחים את הלימוד שאני לא יודע, כיצד ללמוד ממה שיודעים מה ללמוד. So Rabbi Akiva says that the word is Yavim Mishnayim. Rabbi Yudah ben Betera says, listen. Tafasim ul tafasim ul tafasim. 2 you know. If it's a shir miyud, if it's the least possible, then you know it's two. But if it's a merubah, if it's more, it could be 10, it could be 20, it could be 100, it could be 1,000. So therefore, let's go with what we know and what we don't know. We know the miyud is two. The merubah is very ambiguous. You never can know what the merubah is here. So maybe let's go with the miyud. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol shemeshmo amru meshmo amuat, tafasim ulo tafas, tafasim ulo tafasta. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, so Rabbi Akiva says, let's go with the muat. Muat is two. The merubah is more. Let's go with the muat. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, shtei midos achas mida kala v'achas mida shena kala. One is a limited mida, and one is unlimited mida, moedim mida kala. You measure with the mida that's limited, and now with the measure unlimited. Two you know, and more you don't know. The Bikiva says the word is tefasta, more below tefasta. Fasta, more tefasta, let's get the lesser amount. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says it's not a word in the lesser amount. The word is that you know two. Could be the lesser amount. You know that muat, but the larger amount you don't know. It's limitless. So let's go with what's limited, with what you know. Two, you know, is muat. Could be two, but once you're out of the realm of muat, you're in the realm of merubah, could be anything. Rabbi Nechemiah says, another reason why it's not yamim rabim, v'chilama ba'kasuv, l'ftoyach, oylino, what's the pasuk coming? Is it coming to open? Sheneidat ha'shi'ur? All in all. It's a lack that we shouldn't know this year. It's not coming to lack, it's coming to open. Yotel mistaber, sheba katuv leftoach v'lomar lanu ta shiur. V'im atay omer yamim asara, yamim is a lot, so eino ela mea, maybe it's 100. Or Masayim, it's 200, or Elif, or Rebo, 1,000, 10,000. Who says that it's 10? Shtomer Yamim Shnayim Patachta. When you say Yamim Shnayim, you opened it up. You made it understood. So Tosis explains the Machlokes. V'zeo Perusha Shel Tafasta Merubah. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says Tafasta Merubah, Loi Tafasta? If you grab what's little, they're not going to take it away from you. Because you can't say there's no miut. The miut, you know it has. Because what's little is included in the alat. But if you come to say the more, the many, we say to you, bring a raya and take. That is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira ba lomayd mimena ga'ilam. Shetoifsim es hamida kole v'umeinichim es hamida she'eno kole. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira gait mit mina ga'ilam. The mina ga'ilam is go with the mida. That could be true. That's limited. And don't go with what's not limited. Don't go with what's infinite. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, the minhag ha'olam is you take the midah ha'kola, not the midah she'eno kola. Again, lashon Rabbi ben Beseira. Shtei midah is achas midah kola, v'achas midah she'eno kola. One is limited and one is limitless. You go with the limited? Because that has a shear. Two is a shear. But more, you don't know. Could be anything. So Rabbi Akiva's word is tafasim u'lo tafas, tafasim u'lo tafasta. If you grab what's little, so then you know you have it. But if you take more, then we say bring a raya and take. Rita ben Maseiris is minig olam. Take the minimum that's a mida that you know the mu'ud is two, and not that's ain't a kala, that could be anything. Avkan taifsim a cheshbin hamu'ah chish la soif. So here also, you grab the smaller cheshbin that's limited, but you don't go with what's limitless. And that sounds like the yesh mefarshim. The fisha mida maruba ain't la soif. It's limitless, and you're not going to go with what's limitless. Rabbi Nechemya ba'lilmoid b'derech ha'makot sheba'lil listam el l'forish. Rabbi Nechemya is not learning from derech ha'oilam to take what you know and not what's limitless, but because it's the derech of the psukim, not to be soisem, not to be noyel, not to lack it up, but to explain. V'hocha gabei tashlumin tzrichim kulam l'taimei shel Rabbi Akiva. But when it comes here to Tashlumin, when it comes Vahacha, in our case, Vigabe Tashlumin, and also the Gabe Tashlum case, Ling in the Limud, how big is the Pnei Pyres? Here the Shira Marub is not Beligvul, because it can't be more than the Mishkan can contain. So it has a gvul, and yet we still don't grab the shir maruba. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that you take the midah kala, midah she'eino, not the midah she'eino kala. Here, no matter what, it's a midah hakala. Here it's limited. Rabbi Nechemya says, derech hamakros, lo balisto mel lefaresh. He says, you say it could be 10, it could be 20, it could be 100, it could be 1,000, it could be 10,000. But yamim shnayim, that's going to be mefurish, because yamim minimally is 2, not everybody agrees to. But the merubah, not everybody could agree to, because that's infinite. You just keep going and going. So according to both Rabbi Nechemya and Rita ben Maseira, you're not toifis the midah merubah because it's infinite. You can just keep going. But here by the Mishkan, it can't just keep going. And by Tashu, because it has to be contained in the Mishkan. When we're trying to figure out the Midah of the Pnei HaKapoires, it has to be fit within the Mishkan. So therefore, they all need, so therefore it's not limitless. And also by Tashlumin, it's going to be 7 days or 8 days, but no more. And therefore, everybody holds that the reason is, like Rabbi Akiva, that you're not toifes the meruba, because maybe they'll say to you, bring a raya and take. You don't have to bring a raya, you know you're right. But meruba, you don't know? There you have to bring a raya, because maybe it's too much. But mu'at, you know you're in the range of what's correct, what's true. Ad kan, zachinu baruch Hashem, l'lmod et evrei tosfot. Ulchora, eino muvan klal. It's hard to understand what Tosis is saying. If everybody needs the reason of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is correct in these two cases, in our case and in the case of Tashlumin, so why are you looking for other reasons? If anyway, Rabbi Akiva's reason is correct. You see here Rabbi Akiva's reason is correct. See about Shur Rabbi Akiva's reason is correct. So why in the case of Zav, a person who sees Zav, how do you know how many days he becomes Tamei? So there Rabbi Nechemya says his vort, and Rabbi Maseira says his vort. Why do you need to come on to their vorts? You know that Rabbi Akiva is correct here. Why not say the same vort there? The two, you don't have to bring a raya. Two, you know you're right. More than that, you have to bring a raya that you're right. אז מה יש לחפש ולמצוא טעמים אחרים? כשבלאו הכי טעם של רבי עקיבא שבא כוח נכון, רבי עקיבא is correct. So why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and Rabbi Nechemia argue with Rabbi Akiva? And also, יש לדקדק גם בדברי התוספות, שהעמידו דבריהם בביאור הלכות תפס תמרות, but it's very interesting. Tosfos was mamid their words on tafas tamaruba on the pam ashlishis, on the third time that the Gemara says tafas tamaruba. Why didn't this Tosfos come at the beginning of the sugya? Why does it wait here until we start talking about the panim? What about Bar Yochanan that we learned earlier? And what about at the beginning of the sugya, when we're learning from the, it says, that we learn from the Atefach, from the Pachus Shebekelim, by the Mizgeris of the Shulchan, why don't we learn from the Kalim themselves? The Gemara says, Tafastam or below Tafast, Tafastam with Tafastam. So why doesn't Tosis Mamid their words over there? Miyad Betchila Sasugya, why did Tosis wait till here? So those are our difficulties with Divrei HaTosfos. And Amirza Hashem Yisbarach, in the next shir, we will start the Mahalach to answer all the kashas, side the kashas we had here on Tosfos, side the kashas we had in the Sugya, and Rashi in the previous shir, and we will see Amirtzeh Hashem B'li Neder, Neflois Rabois Mitoiras Hashem. So please stay tuned. It will be awesome. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li Neder, hope to see you next time. Thank you so much for listening.